We are in Daf Nun Ches Amid Beis. Let us start Itma Heyed. This is the two lines before the lines start getting wide. Itma Heyed Nosen Bar Shila. Nosen Bar Shila said, Edis Rav Tavchaye de Tzipoyre, he was the head sheikhet, the head butcher, in Tzipoyre lifnei Rebbe, al shnei b'nei ma'ayim hayoytzim min ha-behemo ke'echod shehitreifo. And that we learned last week, that is, if you look on the Sichas Chulin, page Tav Beis, the picture 437 Gimel, so you have two sets of Bnei Me'ayim going out from the cave in two different places, Shitreifa. Uchenegdom, Ba'oif, Ksheira, if you have something similar in an oif, you'll have two sets of Bnei Me'ayim, Ksheira. Ba'med, Vorim, Amurim, Sheyaitzin Bishnei Mekoimes. That is Dafke when the two sets of the Bnei Ma'ayim are coming out from different places, like we have in the picture on top 437 Gimel. It's going out from two places of the Kaver. Then it is Treifa Yesa Kenotl. Avu Yaitzim Bemokim Echot. V'kolin at ke'etzpa k'sheira. But if you have two sets of Bnei Ma'ayin, and they're coming out from one place, v'kolin at ke'etzpa, and after an etzpa they end, we'll see exactly what this means soon, k'sheira. Pligi bo Rav Ami v'Ravasi. Chat omar hu dohodri v'arvi. V'chad omar afol gav deloy hodri v'arvi. One man, the omar, said that these two bnei ma'ayim that came out from one place after an etzpa, they united and became one again. And the other one said, even though it didn't unite. So the Gemara says, bishloim laman doma hoda ha'odri v'arvi haynu diktoni ad ke'etzpa. Alamando mafagav lehodri v'arbi mayat ke'etzpa at ke'etzpa milamata. So let us look at the Sichas Chulin, page Tov Gimel, the bottom picture. So we see that the Bnei Ma'ayim, that they separated, and then they joined back. So v'kolim at ke'etzpa means that after a shir of an etzpa, they were separated. You see there an etzpa. So by a shir of an etzpa, they were separated, and then they united again. So that's kosher. So the Gemara says, so that's very good, if you say that the hodri v'arvi, they unite v'choizrin u'mishabrim, Mishabrim b'soy choychev etzpa, after choychev etzpa, they unite again. But according to the other pshat, let's see, now turn the page on Tov Dalet, v'chad omar, af al gab deloy hodri v'arvi, that is, they don't unite. So the Gemara asks, v'shlaman yomod hod v'arvi, handi turn the ketzpa, almoni af gab deloy v'arvi, may at ketzpa milamato, Samuch Lenekev. So that was the Havamin of the Gemara. The Havamin of the Gemara was that they had separated and they didn't unite at all. So what's the Ke'etzba? So you, the Lamaisa, these two separated. So the Gemara answers that at Ke'etzba means that by the Seif of the Bnei Ma'ayim, They at ke'etzpa milamata somach lenekev horeim mischabrin, that they united, and lemaisa So that's sufficient. That's the machlokes as where the union had to be right. It had to be right away. Only a pirud of a etzba or al kaponim b'shas the gmar b'shas teitzos rei. You have to unite to become again one bnei meayim. Let us see Rashi. Rashi, hayoytzi min ha-behema ke-echot. Oh, this is weird. Okay, hayoytzi min ha-ke-echot, the islay tarti aduri dekante, yushneem yoytzi min ha-keivo, zeberoi shevzebom tzo. So this is lamay setrei, v'chenegdem boiv k'sheire, doiv zimnin da-havi hochi, a noif has, could be a double amount of b'nei mayim. Baba Gavda Mishtakahlu, we don't see it too often. Ochi Kimlu Chazal knew that this could happen. Yesh Mephoshim Shekolo Ivdaki Kemishim Domina Zephik, Vada Kulkabin, Kone Shel Ma'ayin Echot, from the Zephik till the Kulkabin, there's one that was in the page Tov Gimel. We have the Zephik is on the picture, the top picture. So from the Zephik to the Kulkibin, there is one B'nai Ma'ayim. That is one B'nai Ma'ayim. Kone Shemayin Echad, V'kori B'nai Ma'ayim, V'boroi Shekum, Yoytzim B'nai Ma'ayim, Gemurim. And after the Kulkibin, there's another B'nai Ma'ayim. Avi Yoytzim, Mimokim Echad, Smuchim Shalosev, V'kolim Adketzpa, V'choizrin, they unite again after Reichab Etzba. Pligi bo, behecha de yoytzi mimokim echot. They split from one place, diktonik sheira, vilamato, somoch lenekev horei mischabrim, kedei shiyerei yoytzi mimokim echot, so that is sufficient. Zogte gemora weiter, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, im nitlo hanoitza psula. We had in the Mishnah, amachloikis, and dafnun vava medbeis. Rabbi Yehuda said, im nitlo hanoitza psula. Noitza is the down of an oif. And Rabbi Yehuda compares the down of an oif to the oir of a behema. And just like by an oir of a behema, if the oir is missing, so that's a gluta nidistreif, it is not protected, the basar is exposed to the elements in its treif. So Rabbi Yehuda says, im nitla hanoitza psula, afilu the oir of the oif is still on the oif, but if the down was removed, that's also psula. Let us see the Gemara. Rabbi Yochanan nitla hanoitza psula. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shmuel amru davar echad. Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shmuel, both of them said one thing. I mean, it's one shita. Rabbi Yehuda hoda amora, and Rabbi Yehuda holds that the down of an oif is equivalent to the oir of the oif. Rabbi Shmuel, Bisnan, we learned Rabbi Shmuel Oimer, Hanoitza Mitztarefes. We learned Rabbi Shmuel holds the Noitza is Mitztaref. Now, let us see Rashi. Rabbi Yude Hodamoron, the Choshev Lei Kigludo Shenitel Oiro. Rabbi Yude holds if the down was taken off the oif, this is equivalent Kiilu, the oir was taken off, and memela it's treif. Rabbi Shmuel nami choshev lenoitza ke'oir. Rabbi Shmuel gabi another halacha, he also compares the noitza, the down, to the skin. The ama, Rabbi Shmuel said, noitza mitztarefes likezayitz. By pigul, if one is mechaven to eat something chutz lizmanoi, so that's pigul. So you have to eat a dover horoi lachila. So Rabbi Shmuel says, that the Neitza is equivalent to the Oir, the Omar Neitza mitzarefes lekizayis, lefagel bechatos oi. If a person imolka amenas lechel kizayis, bei Neitza v'oir ubosa chutz lezmanay. So Rabbi Shmuel says, there, by an oif, it seems that all these three things are edible, the roi l'achila, and there is a zman achila, and if he was machaven to eat it chutz lezmanoi, a kezayis, it becomes bigel, and the kezayis can be made up of noitza oir ubosa. So we see Rabbi Shmuel holds that the noitza has the same halacha of the oir, and if you can be mefagel with the yer, you can be mefagel with the neitzah. So the Gemara saw in Rabbi Shmuel that Rabbi Shmuel is comparing the neitzah to the oil, the Gabi Pigel. So that sounds like Rabbi Yehuda is also comparing the neitzah to the oil, the Gabi Hilchis Treifes, just like if the oil was nifshat, it's a gludus. Rabbi Yehuda says, who had if the neitzah was nifshat? So we have two Tanoim who compared Noitza to Oir. Omar Rabbe Dilma Lohi, that is true, 100% true, that both of them compare Noitza to Oir, but not necessarily they're saying the same thing. Could be they disagree one with the other. Ad Kalei Kom Rabbi Yehuda Hoche El Inyan Treife. By treife, he holds, if the neitzah was removed, the lekamidi demegin alel, there is nothing that can protect the oif. That means he holds, if the neitzah was removed from the oif, so there's nothing that can protect the oif, so that is, gives it a din glude. Aval inyin if guli kerabonon svirale. And we'll see from Rashi it would seem, that the Rabbanon who are chaylik and Rabbi Shmuel, they hold it's not roi l'achila. Pigel has to be something that's roi l'achila. Is mechashim lechel dover shadal ke lechel. Could be the noitze is not considered nechel. So there's a machlikis to Rabbanon Rabbi Shmuel. So how can you compare Rabbi Yehuda to Rabbi Shmuel? Maybe he holds it not roi l'achila. Va'ad kan lekam Rabbi Shmuel hosom elalinyin livguli. Rabbi Shmuel holds legabi pigul, it is roi l'achila, and memele, so just like one can be mefagel by oifis, if he's mechashiv to eat the oil, which is roi l'achila, so Rabbi Shmuel holds it can be mefagel if he's mechashiv to eat the night, it's also roi l'achila. Aval le'inyin treifa guni loy megin. But it is not necessary to say that he holds its megan treifes. We need something that is megan on the oif, and without it, it's treife. Could be Rabbi Shmuel holds like the rabbanon over here that could be the noitz is not megan. The oif can very well exist without the noitz as long as it has oif. Let us see what Rashi says. If guli gathina elalinyin, if guli niksava chosi lachila, that's Rabbi Shmuel. Lay megin, v'chin nitla nami layich pislon. So memele, you cannot say, omru dovorech. So this is how Rashi, this was Rashi's girs in the Gemara. Hanoitza mitztarefes, perish akuntes, leinyin pigul. That Rabbi Shmuel speaking about linyan pigul, vigoris of a linyan pigul, kerabonon svirle, could be, that's, if guli garcina, this is Rashi's gilse. The benetam oima, hanoitza mitzarefes is not speaking about pigul, it's a different inyan in gansen, shuhu mishne betaris, it's a mishne in taris. The Mishnah says in Taris, we're talking about a geshochtene oif. So the din is that, a geshochtene oif, so it's a machol, it's mekabel tume. There's a halachim that in Kabbalah's tume, there's a din of whatever is a yad to the machol, is capable of transferring tumah. That means if the yad touches a dovo tameh, the tumah goes to the oichel. If the oichel is tameh and the yad touches something else, so the tumah goes through the yad to something else. Bekitzer, a yad, by yodois hatumah, the yad, even though it is not an oichel mitzad atzmoi, but through the yad, tumah can come to the oichel and be metam, and the oichel can be metam as something else through the yad. That's a din in yodois by tumah. So the Mishnah in Tara says as follows. Haknafayim vahanoitza mitamois umitmois. That means, so the Tanekama holds that the noitza negeyalonu, hanoitza is mitamois, so that means that if something else touched the noitza, the machel, the meat was tome, and something touched the noitza, so it's metame, that means it is a yad, that can bring tumah from the machel through the other thing that is being touched. Umit mois, and through the noitze, the oichel is mekabel tumah. V'loi mitzdarfen. There's a loch, an oichel can only be metame if it's a kebeye. If you have an oichel that's less than a kebeye, and together with the noitze it's a kebeye, v'loi mitzdarfen. It is not mitzdarf to a shir, to a shir kebeye. It means a yad can only bring to me, but cannot be mashlem the shir kebeye of a neuchel. If you need a kebeye to be metam, it can't be mashlem the shir. It's not a neuchel. Rabbi Yishmael Oymar hanoitze mitztarefes. Perish. Mitztarefes lekebeye de shaymahu. Rabbi Yishmael said that the noitz is mitzarev to be mashlem the shir beye. Dachsami, let's say just a practical halacha. Let us say if you have a banana. So a banana peel, lechayr, if you have a banana which is less than a kebeye, which is tomei, so the banana peel, which is a, we're talking about it's a talish stick of banana. The banana peel, which is a shaymer of the banana, is mashlem the shir. That's a din in Ilchus Tumah, the shaymer is mashlem the shir. So Rabbi Shmuel said that the night is also mashlem the shir, and therefore it's mitzarev to be mashlem ashir kebeya. The shaymer. So we have a machloikis is the noitza a shaymer, lemain afgemine, if it's mitzarev, lahashlem the shir kebeya. So Tais explains now. Usnam b'meseches uktzim, kol shehu yad ve'enoi shomer, something that's a yad to hold, like the stem of an apple, I think. So that's a yad to hold onto the apple. Ve'enoi shomer tomei umetame. So if the apple be mekabel tumah through the yad, then it'll be metame through the yad. But v'loi mitztaret, it will not be mashlem the shir kebeya. Shomer, but a shomer, afilu, she'ein a yad, a shomer, even though it's not a yad, tomei a mitzdarev. Hashde ma'isi raye. So this was pshat in the Gemara. This is the Rabbi Yishmael, what the Gemara meant. Not the Rabbi Yishmael, it got the pigle. This is the Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Yishmael said, that the noitze is a shomer legabi the oichel. And Rabbi Yehuda said that the noitze is a shomer legabi the oich, that if it's missing the noitze, it's a treife. So the Gemara says, these two tanoim agree. Alme, v'ashti ma'iserai, midechoshev leike shomer leboso, alme havi kamoi oich. So it's equivalent to the oich. Shenitlo kilo nitlo oich, davi glude treife. That was the Havamin of the Gemara. Ve'rove dochi, and Rove said, it is no comparison. Ad kan loy koma Rab Yehuda elo le'inyin aguni. Rab Yehuda is only speaking about what will protect the oif. The noitza protects the oif. Avol shomer le'boso loy choshev. שאין רגילוס לעצני יהואיף עם הנויצה שלא יסלח לך. אמור את זה כחילק, אני דחס מדחסם סייפה, wonders what the have a mean of the Gemara was. We're talking about that's 100% true, that the noitze protects the live oif. He needs it for his existence. So Memele, so Rav Yehuda says, if it was peeled from the noitze, it's a treife, it's missing its protection. But does that mean if you have a piece of meat of an oif, so you need this noitze to protect the meat, it shouldn't get dirty. This is used to protect the meat from little, the different protections. A banana peel is used, it's kept on the banana to protect the banana. But when a person has geschacht in the flesh, he keeps the noitze on to protect the meat, it shouldn't be nislachlech, because they're two different inyonim. Shein regilis latznia ha'oif im ha'noitze shelo yislachlech. So therefore it's not a shema, an ilchis tume, we're talking about a piece of meat. So who says that it's a shema? Who says that it's a shema to protect the meat from lichluch? Ma'ashen kenin ilchis treifis, we're talking about an oif. An oif could be, it protects the oif, take enoch enami. עד כאלה כמה רבי שמול עניין תומה, דחושב שיימה, אבל עניין אגון, היא לא מגד. And here we are speaking about, could be, it is a protection for the food, that could be it is left on, could be taken to protect the food, but could be it does not protect the oif. Zog the Mishnah weiter. Achuzas hadam. Now we're going to speak about sicknesses that can occur with a behemoth, which are not matrif the behemoth. The inyan of treife is that certain essential organs were damaged. That's treife. There are sicknesses that an animal can have. It's advisable perhaps to shech them before they die, but it is not treife. It is not treife. There are certain sicknesses which are advisable that one should not eat the behem also because it would be detrimental to his health. And that's what we're going to see in the Mishnah. Achuzas Adam. Achuzas Adam, either it's high blood pressure or there's a ribui of dam in the behemoth. She'ochso dam v'cholso, Rashi says, is a ribui of dam. V'ham be'ushenes, or smoke entered into the goof of the behemoth, which is also detrimental to her health. Vametsunenes, or it's very cold. Rashi says, Vametsunenes choyli machmas tzina. Vishaochlo hirdufni. Hirdufni is asama moves lebehemoth. I mean, she won't have too much ariches yomim, it's a sama mobis. It's very detrimental to her health. Vishaoch lo tsoyas talnegoylem, it seems she's also detrimental to health. Oishas shoso mayim horoyim, or it ate, drank mayim horoyim. Mayim horoyim means mayim megulim, that a nochosh drank from this. There's oros, there's a poison in the mayim. This mayim horoyim will is detrimental to the health of the behemoth, but it doesn't damage any of the organs. It's ksheira, so if you shecht it, it's kosher. Ochlo samamovitz, what is if it ate samamovitz? We'll see exactly in the Gemara what we mean over here. Oishi kisha nochosh. Or nochosh bit it, muteres mishim treif. Again, it's not treif. It is sam hamoves and ikisha nochosh is ich detrimental to the health of the behemoth. But again, it does not make it a treif. But vasura mishum sakonis nefoshis. Here, if a person, a human being, will eat this behemoth, he'll get affected from it. Not in the first cases, but in the second cases. he'll get affected from it, so one is not permitted to eat it, else it's a sakone. Shmarta miyedu nafshi seish. Let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi, hirdufni samamovis lebehime. Mayim horoyim, mayim megulim. Ochle samamovish, shu sam hamovis leodo. Here the behema ate something which is a sama movis to another, and seems this remains in the system, and the person who eats this will be affected, so sakonis nefosh is to eat. Omar Shmua, hilito chilsis treifet. What if he gave the behema to eat chilsis? Rashi says, koiret shel chilsis. This is a gargir, a small amount of chilsis, chathu. It's very sharp. It's a dover chorif. V'noikev es b'nei hama'ayim. And that means this is a very sharp food, and this can make a hole in the b'nei ma'ayim. So Shmuel said, he'll eat a chilsis treifo, my time. The menakve lohu lamayon. It could make a hole. The sharpness of this machol could make a hole in the bnei ma'ayim. So this is treifa taket. This is treifa. This is chilsis. Mosiv Rav Shizvik. So Rav Shizvik asked a double kasha. We learned about Raise. Achuzas Adam. There was a riboy of dam. Amushanes or the animal inhaled smoke. Bishaachla hirdufni. Bishaachla tsoyes tarnagoylem. Bishaasas maim haroim. He'll eat a tia chilsis upalpulim. Achla sama moves ksheira. So here it says that he'll eat a chiltis is kosher. Shmuel said he'll eat a chilsis is treifa. That's one kasha. A second kasha we're going to have, here it says, ochlo samamovis is kosher. And in the Mishnah it says, ochlo samamovis is muteres mishim treifa, but osa mishim sakonis nefoshes. And here it seems one is allowed to eat it. So we're going to have a double kasha from this paraisa. One kasha and Shmuel, that he said chiltis is matriv, and the Baraisa says it's kosher. We have another kasha from the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, ochla samamovis is osar bachila, and here it seems it's ksher, you're allowed to eat it. Ki kisha nochosh, oisha noshcha kelev shoite, a wild dog, or a nochosh bit it, Mutares mishum treifa vasurim mishum sakonis nefoshes. Here it says there's sakonis nefoshes by a kelev shoyte and by a nochosh. Al koponim, we have here two kashas. Kasha chilsis achilsis. Here it says ochlo chilsis, the baraisa says it's kosher, Shmuel said it's treif. Kasha samamovis asamamovis. Here it says ochlo samamovis, it's kosher. The Mishnah says, you're not allowed to eat it, mishum sakonis nefoshes. So the Gemara answers both kashas. Chilsis achilsis leikashe. Kan ba'olin kan bekartin. This chilsis, there are leaves, and there are kartin galgarim. Now, the kartim are extremely sharp, extremely chorif. This can be matrif abeim, it can make a hole in the bnei ma'ayim. The olim are not so sharp. So memele, so therefore the behemi eats it will not become a treif. So that's pshat. The barais is speaking about the olim. Shmuel is speaking about the kartim, the gargarim. Samamovis as samamovis loikashe. Hodido, hodo, odo. The barais says, ochlo samamovis is ksheirom. Is speaking about something that's a samamoves for the behemoth. So a person is allowed to eat it because it doesn't affect the person. It only affects behemoths. And that what it says in the Mishnah, a person is not allowed to eat it if it's the behemoth a samamoves shalodom. So then a person is not allowed to eat it because he will be affected by eating the behemoth, because there's some amavus in the system of the behemoth. Zot Rashi, Teya Turbalas Ve'esiv Maru Miyoid, V'chol Eilu Koshinlo. All these things are really difficult for the behemoth. Means it won't be too healthy after these achilas. Afal piken, it's not right, it's kosher. Kelev shoite, amrine besay de yume, ruach ro shoyla olov, there's a ruach ro that shoyla nach kelev shoite, shenayshech odam shoyla olov v'her gosay. So this is bekoyach lare. Kashe chilsis tahoche achilsis tishmul. Shmul said it's reife, here the Bible says it's kosher. Kasha sama movis tohocha, sama movis the maslisin. The Mishnah says, it's osura, asura mishim sakonis nefoshis. The Braisin says, ochlo sama movis is kshera. So the Gemara answered, that he was speaking of sama movis the kasha hodido. The Braisin is speaking about a sama movis for the behemoth. So therefore, a person is allowed to eat it. And the Mishnah is speaking about a sama, the Rashi said in the Mishnah issue, sama moves le'odom. Yeah. Frek the Gemara, sama moves the behema, hainu hirdufni. Hirdufni, it says in the Baraisa, it says, Ochlo hirdufni, then it says the whole Ariches, Ochlo samamoves ksheira. Hirdufni is a samamoves lebeim. That's what Rashi said before. Rashi said this. Hirdufni samamoves lebeim. Ochlo hirduf, it says in the Mishnah. So now you're telling me, Ochlo hirdufni is a samamovis lebehema. Ochlo samamovis, samamovis lebehema, and that's why it's kosher. Frag de gemore, samamovis de behema haino hirdufni. So the gemore answers, trei gavni samamovis. The two types of samamovis. So Rashi is betray gavni samamovis the behemah mayri tana the baraisa. Now the davoini, I can't begin to understand what pshat. First of all, what's the necessity for the tana to tell us he ate samamovis A and he ate samamovis B? I mean, it's one thing. Since it's a samamovis for a behemah, it's not matrif the behemah, and the person will not be affected, so it's kosher. So what is he telling me? Two cases. Number one. And number two, samamovis, istamazai, he's not saying what samamovis. So he says, yet hirdufni, he specifies this samamovis, it's kosher. Then he says, stam samamovis. I mean, so what is he, two types of samamovis, I mean, what is the chiddush of the baraisa? I can't understand what the chiddush of the baraisa is, that the baraisa put another fowl. God, the Levaye is Moira. I mean, it's God, Moira, the Gmodne. We look in the Seder of the Baraisa, Ochle, Hirdufni. Then he goes off and says, Ochle, Tseis, Tan, the Gail, Shosamai, Maroi, Elite, Tay, then Ochle, Samamovis. What is, he says Samamovis, Shobayme, then he goes into another Ninian, then he comes back to Samamovis. It's very unclear. My Tayo, it says, he'll eat or teya, gave it tea teya. Omar Rav Yehuda, ikro de merirto. Shoyresh shel turo. It's a type of a shoyresh shel turo. Rashi, Taisa says, ikro de merirto, perish akuntres turo belaz, perish kol sho, perish amrufail. Seems it's another plant. Omar Rav Yehuda, hi man, the ochel, so this chalsis was a very sharp machel, and we said it could be matrif abheme, it could make holes in the intestines. Omar Rav Yehuda, hay man da ochol tlosi takli chalsis alibere kol. A person wants to start off, he wants to raise, he wants to have a good appetite, so he eats three weights, maybe three shkolim, of chalsis, that's the amount he eats, alibere kol and an empty stomach, so he's going to get very, very hot. This is a hot machel, it's a sharp hot machel. Mishtalach mashre, so his skin will peel, and his mama, she's gonna, so let's see what Rashi says, alibere kone koide machile, mishtalach mashre nifshat oiroi, his skin will peel. Shachal chis mechamamosoi moid, makes him very hot, this is before than an empty stomach, boi chastoi kadachas, shekoirin shkalfishon, this is a fever, and it seems if one has this very, very high fever, so the skin peels. So his skin is going to peel. So it is a very unadvisable thing to do. But he said, Tlosa takli chalsis, three shkolim, the weight of three shkolim of chalsis. Omar Rav Abbo said, Bididi have uvde. He said, I had a case like this. Ba'ochli chad takla chalsisa. I didn't eat three, chasr shalom. I ate one shekel weight of chalsis. Viloi, and he started burning very hard. Viloi, the yosvi b'may, and he jumped into cold water. Viloi, the yosvi b'may, if I would have not jumped into the cold water, mishtalech mashoi. So my skin would have peeled off. That means that he saved his life by, this was the proper thing to do, how to counteract the fever, the heat that was inside of him, and that's how it was zeicher techius. The Yosvi b'maya, Rashi says, lekarer atzmi, he wanted to cool himself off. Omar Rav Yosef. Now Rav Yosef said, "Hai man the ochel." Now this is another very dangerous concoction to eat. Hai man the ochel shitzeri bei, a person who will eat 16 eggs, ba'boi emguzi and 4 walnuts, v'sheiv butisi deparchi, and 6 garinim, these are like pits in a caper, and the things that go on a caper tree. Vishasi revi'aso de dufshe, and they'll drink a revi'is of honey. Betkufas tamos v'alibe de reikone, on an empty stomach. Misaker talya de libe. This will be oiker, holds the heart together, the tendons that hold the heart together, this could bring about that it'll be nisaka talya delibe. What does Rashi say? Shei butisa de parchi, garine shel tzlaf shekern karpia. Talya delibe, kol ike chibo libe neka, what his heart is attached, seems to the system, will be nekach again the ochel akul. Fine. Now the Gemara tells over a maise. Aihu bar tavye, this was a young deer. The osya lebei reish galuse was brought to the reish galuse. The avimifsik karon basraisa. The hind feet were cut off. Now, Botke Rav b'tzumis agidim. So Rav was boidik and the tzumis agidim was boidik the shaik, where the tzumis agidim are. He saw the tzumis agidim were not damaged. V'achshirei. And he said, it's kosher. Sava l'meichel minei b'umtze. So Rav held, it seems this is a delicacy. This is a young deer. So Rav wanted to eat it. Rashi said, we'll see, it was umtze, means it's roish, it's it's slightly roasted. He wanted to eat it. He wanted to eat it. It's kosher. He wanted to eat it. Amale Shmuel, so Shmuel approached him. He said, Lechayish ma l'nikure. He said, you have to think, how did this come about that the hind feet got cut off? It could very well be that a nachash bit it, and the oros of a nachash could bring about that the limbs of an animal can fall off. So it could be it fell off because of a neshichas hanachash. Now, if that is the cause, so then you're not allowed to eat it because it's the poison entered the system of this tzvi. Amalei maitakante. So how could you figure this out? Maybe. So he said, Noisvei betanure. Put it into the oven. The iu bodik nafshi. You can figure out by yourself. That means if there's poison in the animal that could cause that limbs should fall off, so you'll put it into a tanur, more limbs will fall off. You'll see what happens. Eisvei, nafal, tilchi, tilchi. In taka, more limbs fell off from the animal. In Mamish, this saved Rav's life. This, that what Shmuel was ma'irer him, is this mamish saved Rav's life. Rav Bechlal didn't think about this. Kari Shmuel alei de Rav lo yuune le tzadi kolo. That was a bazunder shmir of the Rabbeinu Shloim. The Rabbeinu Shloim was watching Rav, and therefore in this maaseh. Shmuel was there, and Shmuel was meirer him that maybe it came about because of a neshich of a nochosh. That's what Shmuel said to Rav. So Shmuel understood, in this maaseh we see, the godless of Rav and the tzidkis of Rav, that the Rabbeinu Shlom was mazmin him that he should be here, that he should not be nichshol in to eat dvorim mesukonim. Kori Rav olei de Shmuel, kol roz loy ones loch. And Rav said on Shmuel, that mamish, you know everything. Shmuel was a doctor, so Shmuel was very well acquainted with these inyonim, what the poison can do, and if the poison is in the body, how can it be detected? So mamela, so each one complemented the other. Zot Rashi, Zuktrashi, Boom, Sumasagidim, Bishaiku. This is on the Shaik, Somuch Lakuve Baragleo Achroinim. Towards the bottom knee. Boom, so, Einoitzli Kolkach Betano. Rashi wants to say, it doesn't mean it was completely raw, it seems it's not proper to eat raw meat. Einoitzli Kolkach Betano is not completely roasted, he salted it very much, but and he roasted it a little on coals. Rashi shita the machlekes Rashi in Tosfos, if tzli needs bechlal meliche, Rabbi Netam holds that tzli does not need meliche at all. The eish will be shoy of the dam. Whatever dam comes out. Whatever dam remains. So there's no necessity whatsoever to salt meat that is being roasted. Rashi says you need a meliche ma'at. A small meliche. You don't need too much of a meliche. I think the Rosh Eskan Rashi, I mean, what kind of pshor is this? Sleeve, I mean, what is the pshara? A little malichin, slima, and then what's written? A little malich al koponim. Here Rashi is saying we're speaking about umtza. So umtza means that it was a small sleeve. So then Rashi says moil chamoy. This is not a normal tzli. It's a ainet tzli kol kach. So this you have to make a proper malicha, but say leyu kol duala gecholim. L'nikuri shemenosh chanocha shom asura mishum sakonis nefoshes. The iyu bodik nam shemeilu. You may have to figure out by yourself if it was bitten by a nochosh. Yuna letzadik shenizdamanti. That what it was ashkoche protis that I came here. Umenativ milechel. I came here and I prevented him from eating it. Zok the Mishnah Vaita. Simone behema vechaya nemru minatoyre. The simone tare of a behema and chaya, that the Torah mentions. What does Rashi say? The chsiv zois hachaya, and there are two simonim. One is mafris parsa, and the other is Malagera. So there are two simoni tare of a behema b'chaya teira. V'simone ha'oif loinemru. The simonim, what is an oif toir, and what is an oif tome? It doesn't mention it in the Torah. Avolomru chachomim, the chachomim gave us guidelines. Kol oif hadoireis Tomei. Kol oif hadoireis Tomei. So here Rashi says, hadoireis ha'oicheis b'tziponov, u'magbiya min ha'karke masha oichel. And oif, let us look at a picture. So here it is, the picture is Samach 20. That means on page Tav Chof Aleph. So there are two pictures. There are two pictures on page Tav Chof Aleph. So the picture on the extreme right, Hadoireis, Ha'oicheis b'tziponov tavchaf aleph. Tavchaf aleph. Ha'doireis ha'oicheis b'tziponov. When the oif eats, it lifts up the food. U'magbiya min ha'karke masha oichel. It does not bend down to eat. It eats like it lifts up the food that it's eating. That's a simen tumeh. And there's another pshat, which Rashi says later, that's also called Deiris. Shekol oich, this is a Rashi later, hanoisein ragloi al ha'oichel kshu oichlei, when he eats, so he doesn't want everything to come up. So, umarzikoi beragloi sheloyonud v'loyinoto kuloi eitzel piv hudris. Another pshat of Deiris, that he puts both his feet down on the machol to prevent that everything should come up in his mouth. Taki he bends down and takes it up, but by holding it down with his feet, that is, it seems, a simen tume by an oif. This is a simen tume by an oif. So, kol oif hadoireis tume. So, here Rashi says, one pshat, ha'oicheis b'tziporno, magviya mina karka masha oichel, this is a simen tume. Another simen, now we'll have a simen tare. Ko she yetz loy etzpa yeseire, vizefik vikukabonoi niklav toil. Now these are simone tare, the Sichas Chon has a picture, but the Timune Choyl has a, Tachsach Mir, a better picture. This is called, according to Rashi, this is the Etzba Yisera. It has three Etzbois, and it stands on these three Etzbois, and there's a fourth Etzba that's lemaila from the three etzvois, which is not, it doesn't use a bal kaponet. That is a simen of an oif toir. It is an etzba yisera, three etzvois and an etzba yisera. Then another simen is that there is that the kulkabin and the zefik are niklap easy from the zefik and the kulkabin. There is a skin over it, and it is easily peeled. You can peel this easily off the kulkabin and the zefik. This is also a simen tayla. This is a simen tayla. So let us see Rashi. Etzba Yisera, zu etzba hagavoya sha'achoyrei ho etzbois. That means you have three etzbois of a knife that is sticking out, and this is an etzba that's gavoya achoyrei etzbois. That is a cementare. So we have again, kaloif hadoyreis tamei. It lifts up with one foot or it holds it down. That's tome. Kol sheyesh loy etzba yisera, or that's one thing. V'zefek v'kul kabonei niklaf toil. Rabbi Lozor b'Rab Tzadik oimer, kol oif ha'choylik es raglov tome. An oif that is choylik etzba oisov is tome. Now let us see Rashi, and then we'll see in Sichas Chulna picture. Zogt Rashi, achoylek raglov, meforish bigmore, shech shemamidin alchut, noisen shtei etzbois mikan, ushtayim mikan. So this is43 Samach. Let us see the picture. 43 Samach. Oh. 43 Samach, that's page Tof Lamed Ches. Tof Lamed Ches, he has two pictures. That means if you'll put a oif on a small thin balance, how will it support itself? So if it kol oif achilik es raglov et bois, if that means it supports itself by putting two fingers in the front and two fingers in the back, that is an oif tome. And an oif toyer is three in the front and one in the back, that is a knife toil. That is a simen, but this is a knife toil. Kol oif ha-chilek es raglov tomi. Fine. Now we're going to say the simen tare of a chagot, of locusts, grasshoppers. Ubechagovim, what is the simen tare of a chagot? Kol sheyesh loy arba raglayim, it has 4 feet. Va'arba knofayim, it has 4 wings. Vikartzulim, and it has 2 kartzulim. Uknofav choyfin es ruboy, Rabbi Yosi Omer ushmoy chogov. The name is chogov. Now let us see. So this is a chagov toyer, which is mutter. Now we have here the Sichas Chulin brings down a very nice picture, and that Tov Lamed Tes. Let's look in Tov Lamed Tes, the bottom picture in Tov Lamed Tes. Now we can really have a close glimpse of a chagov in Tov Lamed Tes. Now, let us just see the picture, then we'll come to Rashi. We see It has arba, let us just read the picture. It has arba knafayim. It has four wings. There are two outer wings, shtei kanfei mogein chazokes. These two outer wings are strong. And then you have, the next to it, you have shtei kanfei moiv dakos. There are two other wings, which are thin, ushkufois, and you can see through them, ubishtayim ya'ifeif. It flies with these two wings. Flies with these two wings, and seems the two outer wings, uknafav chayfin es ruboi, and the knafayim achayf, that means when the wings are down, it's chayfeif, roiv of the chagov. Now, let us look to the bottom. Now, let us look at the Karsulov. The Karsulov, we see over here, that means, let's looking at the bottom. Kol sheyesh loy arba raglayim. It has 4 feet. These are 4 feet in the front. And then we have two Karsulayim, which are, we see they're like long feet. Katsulim, let us see the picture. Heim shnei raglayim aruchim. They are two long feet. Levato arbo, besides the 4 feet. Lenato bahein, with this when he wants to jump, kishu reitze litpois misasem bahem v'koifes. So he puts pressure on these two katsulim, and he jumps. So he jumps with these two back feet. So now we can see already a close picture of what a chagav looks like. Now we can have a very problematic Rashi. Let us see Rashi. Ubechagovim. Aleti achilik raglav mafarish begmar shekshamamid alchut naishin shtei etzbois mekan nishtayim mekan tami biyidua shu doiris. That's the simen the site is doiris. Ubech agovim ze simen taharosa. Kol sheyesh loy arba raglayim. It has 4 feet. Va arba knofayim. It has 4 wings. The yesh loy kartzulim, and then it has took heim shnei raglayim arukim levato arba veheim samuch litzavoroi, and they are close to the neck mimal leraglov, higher than the raglayim lenater behem, and this he can jump with them kshurei salikpoitz uknafav chayfen esrubei veheim dalet simonim. Arba raglayim, then arba knofayim, then kasulim, knofov choyfe vesruboi. These are the 4 simonetare. Now, we look at this picture, we have a tremendous problem, because the way the picture is in front of us, the kartzulim are not samoch letzavoroi. They're after the Dalet Raglayim. And Rashi says, not like that. Rashi says, Veshlei Katsulim, Heim Shnei Raglayim Arukim, Levado Arbo, besides the 4, Veheim Samuch Litzavoroi, Mimal Loratlo. It's Samuch Litzavoroi. This is not Samuch Litzavoroi. That's a tremendous problem. So now, And Daf Tov Mem, he brings down, we cannot find the Chagovim that we have, Bizmanenu, or Bizman HaKodim, they couldn't find one Chagov that the Katsulim Asomuch Litzavoy. Now, so it brings in the middle, on Daf Tov Mem, in the middle, it's around 20 lines from the top. He says, Kosav Rabbi, this is the Chaim HaKodesh, Kosav Rabbeinu Chaim ben Esau Baruch HaBepritoyar, I think,
בצורה ברחיים על התוירה, שהסימן שכוסר ברשי שכסו מהם סומך לצבורי, אינו מוצוי באף אחד מהחגובים שבינינו. That you can't find one chagov that has this kasulim somach letzavore. Amore de kemaisa. Zafilu ba'oisam sheyesh aleihem mesoires ba'altsa in Morocco. That means that the Erechaim HaKodesh was in Morocco. They had a mesoire that they used to eat these chagovim. Chagov is mutter. And when the Chaim HaKodesh came, he said, how can you eat his chagovim? This is the kasulim has to be somuch letzavore. Ki kamoi sheroim betzirshal v'neinu oisam keraim gedoilim shebemu menata, einam nimtsoim somuch letzavore, aleheim mitachas la'arba raglov somuch leznovei, that's near the zonov. Val came. So what did the Chaim HaKodesh do? And they had a Messiah. He came into Morocco, and they had a Messiah that the Zaydis and those, we ate these Chagovim. Val Kain, Ozar Chalotzov, Ba'osar B'nei Ki Losei Lecha L'Sa'arbe, Sh'hoyo Lehem B'Messiah S'lochloi. He said, Rabbi Sai, Rashi says it's B'Samuch L'Tavori. We don't have this. So these are not Kosher Chagovim. We don't have any nowadays. Now, he brings down from the Machzik Broche. In North Africa, there was a Messiah to eat Chagovim. And also, the Kasulov were not Somuch Letzavore. Amir de Kazakh. And so here we are, a Messiah of Deiri Deiris in North Africa. In Morocco, they used to eat Chagovim. But it didn't have this image. So, if we'll look in the back of the Sefer, Tak Pei Dalet, look at the Mamish, the end of the Sefer. Tak Pei Dalet, it's Mamish. We'll look, Amud, it's in the middle, all the way in the back. Tak Pei Dalet. All the way in the back. Tak Pei Dalet. Now, if you'll go down, Omer Tov Men Tu Yemini. So it's like in the middle of the first column. It's in the middle of the first column. B'yishuv Divrei Rashi Shekosav Shakasulei Achogov Heim Somuch Letzavore. Yesh Lohisif Yesabir. And this was the letter he sent to Rav Chaim Kanievsky. לפי מה שהזביננתי ברמוסים הקטנים, הקרויים כיום חרקים, he studied them, בוני גופם משלושה חלוקים נפרודם. So there are three parts to a chogov. החלק העליין הוא הראש, that's the head. השני המצוי הוא הבטן, שבו איבורי הנשימה, that means the lungs are there, ותחילס איבורי האיקול, and in the second חלק, the איבורי האיקול that start digesting the food start in the second חלק. והחלק השלישי האורך, now the third חלק, which is the longest חלק, הוא הזונוב, this is called the זונוב, ששיינה בתכלס השינוי מזנובי שער בעלי חיים. This is different than all this novice of Baal Chaim. She'einam elo oil v'atzomet. The zonav is only skin and bones. Ki bezonav zed, the zonav of a chogov, munochim b'nei ma'ayin v'hadakim at pi achal chaylis. That means the whole digestive system is in the third chaylik of the chogov. V'raglei ha'chogov, now the feet, the 4 feet of the chogov, Yoitzeis bein ha-perek ha-mtsoi lebein ha-perek ha-tachtim. That means the feet come out from the middle chalik. Lefize yuvona divrei rashi, that the kartsulim asomuch letzavori. Hu lahavdul bein karei ha-chogov L'raglei shabalechai. That means Rashi wants to say there's a difference between a chagav and all other balechaim. She'etzlam oimdeis hoyu ragleim lemato mikol gufam. By all balechaim, the legs are after the guf ends. By the end of the digestive system, that's where the legs are, by all balechaim. B'mokim boi mistaimim hama'ayim v'chalcholes. Then you have the legs. These feet, Mashen, keina chogov, raglov, somuch letzavoroi, tahayna me'alroi, bitnoi, ubnei meyov. That means it is somuch letzavoroi means it is before the digestive system. That means it's somuch letzavoroi, it is different. That means Rashi means like all the chagovim that we have bizmanenu. Agavuchi, the Tamunei Choyl also brings a nice picture. We can see the Chagovim, the Kartzulim. He brings a picture, so, and it seems all that all these Chagovim, Lemaise, it starts later, but Rashi means, Somer Tzavori, it's not after the digestive system ends.